Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching or listening in from. As I am sure you are aware, if you have a phone, laptop, computer, carrier pigeon, TV, whatever it might be, Bitcoin and the greater cryptocurrency market as a whole absolutely fell through the floor today after last week's shenanigans where we were basically a stablecoin. The joke about Bitcoin essentially being a stablecoin, being a better Tether, with Bitcoin sitting at about $6,400 for quite some time, fell through the floor to $5,600 or so, stabilized there for a few days. And then this morning, waking up, beautiful way to wake up on a Monday, Bitcoin falling from $5,600 to below $5,000. Right now, we're sitting just below $4,800. And this is an area where a lot of people have previously talked about finding support at $4,800. We'll talk about whether or not that's actually going to be the case today. Also want to talk a little bit about some of the SEC enforcement around Paragon Coin, as well as Air Token specifically. Didn't have a chance to touch on that. And that was something that was a hot topic last year, and it's leading a lot of people to talk about the death of all ICOs and all ICOs are going to die and yada, yada, yada. And I don't necessarily know if that will be the case as a whole, but we can talk about what this means for the crypto markets right now. So one of the first things, we'll pop over to Nomics here. And as a whole, I think one of the nice things I like about Nomics is they do a nice summation of the market cap for crypto. And in the past 24 hours, we're down about $22 billion. So 13% in the past 24 hours. Not exactly the ideal place that you want to be if you are long any sort of crypto assets. If we pop over to on-chain FX, in the past 24 hours versus USD, we'll switch from, we'll pop over to the largest market cap. So basically everything is down massively against USD. The only thing, and shockingly, and shout out to hashtag XRP the standard, hashtag XRP the base, hashtag XRP army, but Bitcoin is down about 10% compared to USD. Ethereum is down 13%. Bitcoin Cash is getting worked. Stellar is getting worked pretty good. EOS, Litecoin, Cardano. Most everything is down over 5%. Most things are down over 10%. Most crypto assets are down over 10%. But XRP is holding fairly steadily in comparison to the USD. And if you're talking about it trading against Bitcoin, it is doing pretty damn well. I will turn up the XRP is actually up close to 12% against Bitcoin right now. And I tweeted, I said on Twitter, what kind of psychopath is buying XRP right now? Personally, that would not be my choice of asset to buy at all. But shout out to anybody who made 12% against Bitcoin right now. And also XRP for flipping Ethereum. And right now, the market cap of XRP is actually $4 billion higher than ETH at this given moment. I don't necessarily know if that'll stay forever, but there is something to be said. I know there's a lot of centralization concerns around Ripple, but I think it's actually playing to its advantage right now because you have a lot of the FUD, the fear, and the BS that's happening with Bitcoin Cash. And I think that the whole Craig Wright saga that is happening, the Craig Wright, Jihan, Roger Ver saga of just absolute mess that doesn't even affect Bitcoin, really just limits to Bitcoin Cash outside of some of the potential like mining hash war crap that's going on. You have XRP where a lot of those concerns are alleviated because there is more of that centralized governing party around XRP. As much as anybody in the Ripple community might not want to agree with that, the centralization of Ripple, in my opinion, or of XRP right now, is playing to its benefit because there aren't those concerns. But we'll see how that ends up panning out. I myself am not hopping into Ripple, but again, you know, if you're making 12% profits against BTC, then hey, good for you. And XRP the standard, XRP the base, XRP the community, whatever it might be. Also, shout out to Onchain FX for the update. It's now Messari, Messari fully integrated Onchain FX, but shout out. I like the new interface. Even though I'm colorblind, it looks pretty damn good. Really enjoy that. So we'll pop over to, you know, to the SEC stuff that's happening right now, because I do think that This is a kind of a guest post on the block from Stephen Paley, who is a lawyer in Washington, D.C., I believe. Great follow on Twitter, would highly recommend doing so. One of the good ones out there, usually on the conservative side, as you know, on the conservative side of things, which is good to see. But he posted a nice, you know, 7-10 minute read on the block, which is also becoming one of my favorite places as far as daily information in the crypto space. But Stephen wrote, the SEC cracks down on two ICOs, creating a template for future enforcement. So if you weren't aware, you probably are, but the SEC came out on Friday and ruled that both Paragon, which is a weed shitcoin essentially, and Air Fox, which had Air Token, both raised, Air Fox raised 15 mil in an ICO, Paragon raised 12 million in an ICO, but essentially came out and the SEC said each company's token was a security. They both broke U.S. securities laws because they failed to register with the SEC and they did not qualify for an SEC exemption. So what essentially happens with this is they both companies had to pay, I believe, a $250,000 fine, and then participants in the ICO that... at least for Air Token itself, participants in the ICO could actually sell or could actually claim it and get a refund. So some interesting developments there. But some of the big things that happened with, I think, you know, looking at this, as far as Stephen said, some of the things that they did wrong were not necessarily blatantly obvious, but things that any team with a decent lawyer probably would have told them not to do in the first place. And I think that while a lot of teams out there may or may not have implied certain things of this, but going out and basically saying these things in public circles made it really easy for the SEC to go after both Paragon and Air Token. And what do I mean when I say that? So a couple different things. I believe Air Token and Paragon both specifically referenced that they were going to be traded on secondary exchanges during the token sale. And that is, you know, that's a no-no, is advertising the different places in which your coin is going to trade or the secondary availability of your token. I know a lot of people that back in the day and then now too, you know, what exchange is it going to be on? When is it going to be on? If you are a token team, you're not supposed to be saying that. And they were actively advertising that. Also, Paragon specifically talked about price appreciation of their token. And if your token is a quote-unquote utility token or used within an ecosystem, why would price appreciation matter to you? It really shouldn't, because you're not buying it as an investment, or you're not supposed to be buying it as an investment. You're supposed to be buying it to utilize in the ecosystem. And then also there were some things in regards to Paragon advertising basically a proprietary token burn solution. So, and this goes to something like Binance, BNB. This is something a lot of people reference BNB or Binance Coin specifically as as representative of an unregistered security, because Binance does a token burn that is supposed to essentially appreciate the price of the token. Paragon specifically advertised for that in their white paper, and that was something that was brought up by the SEC as a negative factor. So something I would think as well that you might want to consider when you look at some of these tokens out there, if you are looking at something that is advertising, hey, we're burning tokens, we're trying to appreciate the price, and this is supposed to be a quote-unquote utility token, then might be something you want to consider as maybe not the, you know, the best thing to utilize. Granted, the funny part about this is both Paragon and Air Token's price went up after news came out that they settled with the SEC, which is pretty hilarious, pretty ridiculous, and somewhat reminiscent of just the overall craziness of the crypto markets as a whole. And I think there's two points to this. So at least in my mind, there's two points. Number one is you are absolutely going to see this happen more and more and more often. This is not the end of the SEC enforcement of ICOs or tokens, in my opinion. This is absolutely not the end of it. It's just the beginning, and they now have a framework to go after, you know, to go after other companies essentially, or other tokens. I also don't think that every ICO or every initial coin offering is falls in this category of easy to go after, easy to settle against, and something that will absolutely be declared an unregistered security off the bat. I do think that there are token sales that were conducted in manners that either aren't securities or simply conducted their token sales within the kind of confines and wiggle room of the law, or making it hard enough for the SEC to go after them. So that's like my opinion as a whole is, yes, this is going to happen more and more and more often. Absolutely. Is every single ICO out there going to go belly up, or, you know, going to go down the path of a Paragon and Air token? No, I don't think so. And one thing that is absolutely hilarious too, when it comes down to this, is both Paragon and Air token after this tried to put a positive PR spin on this, as far as like, hey, this is, you know, we're leading the way in innovation, we're doing this, we're doing that. It's like, you just settled with the SEC for failing to, you know, failing to comply with securities laws, and you're trying to spin that as being an innovative company. I don't know if that's innovative. Maybe it was smart to be the first ones to settle and maybe get a lenient penalty, but trying to spin this as positive press is like spin zone city, like population crazy town. I don't even know, but it's really hysterical to me that somebody would try to spin this as like, yeah, this, we're really innovating. This is next level distributed ledger technology innovation that we are bringing to you by settling with the SEC. No. Was it maybe a smart move that they got ahead of it, only had a $250,000 fine, can walk away and probably still have a bunch of money because most people aren't going to claim file for the refund? Yeah, probably, but classifying it as innovation is just absolute crazy town right now. Just summing up things, as I'm recording this, we are sitting at 4,800 on the dot. Who knows where we'll be when you're watching this, but where is my head at right now? So as I tweeted out the other day when this whole price drop happened, I bought in the 5,600 range, and I set stops in the 5,200 range. So I bought at the 5,600 range, set stops 52. I got stopped out from that entrance. I thought that, you know, hey, we might see a bounce, but if we dip a lot harder, then I don't want any part of it for right now. So I got stopped out. I have the cash that essentially I got stopped out at is sitting on the sidelines right now. If we break $4,800, I'm looking to potentially open back up along beneath that. But right now, I think risk reward for me to open up, another spot long position is not something that I'm going to do at this exact moment in time. If I miss out on an opportunity and we rip up somehow, back up to, you know, back up to 56, back up to 6,000, that's you know, happy to see. But about 30% of my crypto portfolio as a whole is sitting in cash, waiting for it to go lower. Not currently short right now, just because. But for me right now, my portfolio is about 70% spot long and 30% cash, waiting for it to go lower. If we do dip below the 4,800, that is an area that people have talked to as support in the past. But as we've also seen during this extended bear market, anybody that says one zone is support, it's kind of a meme. At some point in time in this market, support breaks and we go lower and we go lower and we go lower. So I'm sitting on the sideline. I'm not trying to time the exact bottom. I think that's silly, but it doesn't feel to me like the panic has stopped and capitulation has stopped. So that's kind of my thought process right now is waiting to see where we are in this sub 5,000 range. If we're going to dip below this exact mark that we're at right now, as of recording this video podcast at 4,800, I got the cash on the sideline. Where would I think about entering if we do dip lower? Probably in the, you know, 4,200 range. So risk reward for me, that's where my thought process is at this point in time. Outside of that, guys, I hope you are having a great day. I know it is not exactly a fun time in the crypto markets as a whole, especially depending upon where you entered. If you got in a year and a half ago, hey, you're probably not sweating too bad. Sure, you're losing a lot of money on paper, but it's probably still up significantly from where you started. You got in November, December, January of last year. Probably a really, really shitty time and not enjoyable. And for that, for that, there's really not much to say outside of, I wish you the best of luck. But if you enjoyed this video at all, hit that thumbs up button. helps get this video out to as many people as possible. And if you are on the podcast, would love for you to leave a rating and a review. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.